Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon, life balance coach for better adulting, martial artist, instructor, creative artist, wife, mother, and all-around person. Thank you for joining me on the show as we learn together how to make an impact through personal growth, responding to challenges, making choices, and learning more about our identity, belonging, and purpose. On to the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon. It is a pleasure to be here with you again. I was thinking about this episode, and I've been thinking about it for a couple of months, actually, because I wrote about this topic. What is the date on the thing? Back in March. Oh, look at that. It's way back in spring. Okay, and here we are entering fall, and it's been on my mind, sort of in the back, way back part of my mind, to revisit and talk about this topic. And it was my intention, and it still might be my intention, part of my intention, to actually have a guest on to have a conversation about this. And the topic is submission, as the title says. The title is submit. And the topic I'm talking about today is submission. So let's get into the episode, shall we? This topic of submission, I think, sometimes raises the little, you know, raises the antenna or something like, is this going to be comfortable? No, it is not going to be comfortable to talk about. Because, well, I have stories and we'll get into that in just a minute. Anyway, to start with, if you haven't noticed, I have a big personality. Personally, I have a big personality. I have lots of energy, excitement, enthusiasm. I like to talk. I like to be the center of attention. I like to be seen. I like to perform. I also have an insatiable curiosity. I like to learn new things every day. And I think everybody should, but that is a different topic, maybe for another day. So I am insatiably curious. I have a tendency toward action instead of, you know, hesitation, although I do hesitate on some things, and that's my own fears to work out. But I tend towards action. I prefer to take action, even if something is not 100% right. If it sounds good, if it feels good, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. So no surprise, I also struggle with patience. I like to be in charge, and I do. I really shine as the center of attention, and sometimes that has turned people off and turned people away from me, but, you know, for the most part, I have some great friends, connections, and relationships in my life, and I have done my best to not suck all the attention or dominate, really. I don't mind being the center of attention, and I am much better than I used to be at sharing the attention. So no surprise, maybe submission, it's not something that's ever come super easily to me. In fact, maybe some of you are feeling the same way when you're considering the topic of this episode. The word itself, submit, submission, it's always felt kind of restrictive. To me, submitting felt like shrinking, like dying. So let's go back in time for a minute, and I'm going to talk about my wedding. I have been married for 17 years, and as I reflect back on that time of my marriage, of our wedding, we had a church wedding. We were loosely connected to a certain religion, a certain church at the time, and it was a lot because of our families. And so we had a church wedding, and I remember going through the readings in the Bible and choosing trying to come up with which readings to include in the service. And I purposefully and intentionally and with authority avoided any of those passages that talk about submission. Because I resisted the idea that submitting should apply to me, a modern young woman. I justified my unwillingness to submit by telling myself the story that the Bible was written by the ancient men who benefited from women's subservience, and all that stuff was just a little bit outdated. Right? Submission on those terms meant doing whatever your husband said to do, whether you agreed with it or not. So be a good little wifey and submit. Submission meant that the man's position was the ultimate authority in the home, and that what he says goes anytime there's a disagreement in the marriage. Default to the man, the head of household, the master of the home. I took the call to submission as a threat to my autonomy and my agency and my very identity as the woman I was. In other words, let's be honest, I didn't want to be told what to do, not by my husband and not by God and not by any of the other dead men who transcribed God's word so long, 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 long ago. Okay? Fortunately for me at that time, in those beliefs that I had, and we'll get to what I believe now in a moment. Fortunately for me at that time, the man I chose to marry, who's managed to stick with me for 17 years, he didn't feel that need to be dominant, to be the guy in charge. He really didn't mind me, a strong force of nature kind of woman. He didn't argue about the details of our marriage ceremony that were important to me, like finding alternatives to those verses about submission, such as, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as you do to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." That's from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. And the other one, "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord," Colossians 3:18. So a few years later, I found myself participating in a Bible study, an actual structured big old Bible study, which brought me to a deeper understanding of God's truth than I had experienced before up until that time. And honestly, I went to Catholic school, so it was a little bit surprising to find that I had not experienced that much understanding of the Bible and God's word, even in that Catholic environment. So every week in that Bible study, the lessons, they challenged me. They gave me a new insight into what the Bible actually said and the purpose behind it. And I seized the opportunity to examine, like I said, I have a curious mind. I seized the opportunity to examine what I actually believed about myself and about God's purpose for my life. I learned more about why submission is important to God, and what submission really looks like in a marriage and can look like in a modern life. I learned that I'm not the only wife who struggles with this whole submission thing. And I learned that wives are not alone in being called to submit, to obey, to surrender. In fact, back in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." And the verse right after the one that I just said in Colossians 3:19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them." So the Bible, along with every other tome of personal growth, by the way, the Bible calls all of us to be better than our default. We are called to confront the parts of ourselves that resist discomfort. We're called to a better life for our own good and for the good of our community. And I want to tell you that over the years, I've been super successful in balancing my reckless leadership with righteous submission. But that would not be the truth. My role as a wife has not always looked like what God had in mind when it comes to submission. There have been occasions where my decisive actions, my impulsive nature, my lack of patience, there have been times that all made my husband feel more like he was on the receiving end of a steamroller instead of being gently and lovingly influenced by his good and faithful wife. And as I lean more into leadership as a woman, as a wife, as a human, as a coach, as a mentor, as I lean into this leadership and embrace my gift for influencing others, you know, without taking on the role of a steamroller, as I embrace my gift for a more gentle influence, guide, whatever mentor you want to call it, I feel it's important to be mindful of this call on me, this call to me, this call for me to submit. Over the course of my marriage, I've been both the overbearing leader and the compliant follower. Because as I learned more about God's call to submit, I found myself deferring, withholding, sacrificing, and compromising more than what might have actually been necessary. And I don't want to do that anymore either, because that brings a whole other host of problems, let's be honest. So it's time to find the balance. I'm still working on it. I'm a big proponent of the and. You've heard me talk about this before, especially when it comes to self-talk, to giving feedback. Let's use and. The abundance of the universe, it's about and. Why not? Why can't we have it all? Why can't we do it all? Why can't we be it all? Let's go for and. And then even if we fall short of all the and we can imagine, well, we'll still have more than if we, you know, boxed ourselves into either or but. So I truly believe it's possible to be bold, to be inspiring, impactful, and audacious as a leader, to be a center of attention, and to be humble, generous, obedient, and submissive at the same time. I believe it's not only possible, but it's also absolutely necessary. So as a coach, an instructor, you know, martial arts instructor, I get up and I get to be the center of attention, essentially yelling at the whole class going, hey, kick, whatever, go, go, go. As a coach, an instructor, as an entrepreneur, as a facilitator of other people's growth, my ultimate goal is to step fully into my God-given strengths and my gifts in a way that shows others how to do the same and step into their unique power themselves. Now, again, I would love to give you the answer to what this actually looks like in real life instead of these, I don't know, more abstract terms of submission, dominance, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like for you. I'm still figuring it out. And sometimes I do default to the different ends of the spectrum, the domineering center of attention and the submissive, withholding, closed down, shut down, meek type of person that, you know, that I started talking about when I was initially sharing about my my first thoughts about submission, my resistance to it. So I would love to say that I am walking the middle of the line, balancing perfectly on course. I'm not. I don't know that any of us, you know, even the most high examples, never struggle with it. So that's the exercise here, right? Is to find that balance, that peace in our heart where we're being authentic to ourselves and using those gifts of, you know, loudness or boldness or brashness or commanding leadership. And also that humility, that submission, that understanding inside that comes along with being obedient and submissive to God and to what He wants for our lives. Because let me tell you, and I'm going to be real for a minute here, God always wants more for me than I can think of, than I can even come up with as an awesome, you know, an awesome answer, an awesome and for me. God wants more. God wants more for me. So if I submit to what God wants, I know that I'm going to surpass my own expectations of myself. So this is what I'm doing, what I'm working on, embracing my own gifts, the gifts of my relationships and my ability to lead others. I am also making a conscious effort to find that balance between who I am and who I'm challenged to become in both the leadership and the submission roles, relationships. And I'll adjust it with when it's necessary, right? Sometimes it's definitely going to be more of one than the other. And that's where prayer is going to have to come in, where I have to really discern what's necessary in the moment. So what about you? How does this challenge you? This idea that submission is really for our own good, this idea that the challenge that we resist, this call to submit, is actually good for us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever it is. How is that challenging for you? Are you resistant to that word, submission? Does it make you feel small, boxed in, something else? Do you struggle with any conflicts between who you are and who you're actually called to be, who you know is possible to be for yourself? Even if you're not a Bible reader, even if you're not a believer in God, what challenges you when you're considering how to lead and then also surrender to God if that's you, or even just surrender to your higher purpose, your higher call, your values, your personal beliefs? Because I think there's an element in this, even if you're not a Christian or a believer in God, in another religion or faith, I think there is this opportunity that comes to us in surrender, in submission. We submit to each other, as the Bible calls, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, or just even in day to day. I mean, a lot of us are looking at the world around us and how can we make it better? Well, guess what? We make it better by submitting, setting our own selfish desires aside and submitting to others. Others we may defer or determine know better than we do in any certain area, or things like that. So there's this concept all around us, whether we're talking about the secular world or in our faith. So what challenges you about this? The difference, that gap between who you are right now and your full potential. I want to leave you with that thought. Think about submission. Think about what challenges you about it. I am interested to have a conversation. I hope that that we can have some more conversations about this. Because I think it's a really powerful topic, and it definitely is challenging for me as I navigate the right steps to take as a leader in my relationship and in my relationship with someone who, again, doesn't mind deferring to the dominant personality that I happen to possess most of the time. And then it's having that discernment and awareness of, again, when is the right time to step back, step down, be humble, and open up the space for someone else to lead, whether it's someone in my own family or whether it's someone in my community or in a group that I'm in or anything else. It's an interesting tension to explore. And I hope that this little conversation today was helpful for you. And I would love to hear from you about how you enjoy this podcast. Please make sure that if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, hit that button and make sure you get notified when there's new episodes. I'm back now from a little break, and I will be getting episodes new every week. So thank you for listening. If you're looking to stay connected with me, I wanted to share that you can find me on sarahdeacon.com for all my information about who I am, what I'm doing, as far as the coaching programs and opportunities that I have available for one-on-one group coaching and various programs that I have. I am excited to connect with you on social media. You can find me at Sarah Deacon Coach on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. You can also follow the My Martial Arts, the letter N Crafts pages on Instagram and Facebook to stay current with that. Yes, and I will post more on those as well. I'm not as active on those. I've been a lot more active at Sarah Deacon Coach. So catch me there and feel free to rate, review, share the show. I appreciate listening, and I look forward to being with you again next time.